Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest today is Rose Grafe. Rose, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Rose, first question I ask everyone is, how long have you lived in the area?
Well, I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
And came up here for college. So I don't know if that begins.
I guess so, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so in 1968,
I
was accepted to college up here, so I went to college. And then, of course, you know, marriage took place.
Yeah.
We lived in little different areas, but mainly Fremont. I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
So I was a member of St. Joseph's up the street.
Okay.
And so we moved into our new home October 1st, 1978.
All right. What college did you go to?
Actually, I went to, at the time, was called Cal State Hayward. And then years later, it became Cal State East Bay.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. How did you get to Prince of Peace?
Well,
since you were going to St. Joe's.
Yes, I was a member of St. Joseph's. And then when my son was, the youngest son was 3 months old, and Brian, my eldest, was 6 and a half, we were going to Christmas Eve service at St. Joseph's. And we got there, and there was no parking. They have an overflow across the street. That was even full. So I said, you know, I guess we're not going to church tonight, so we're going to go home. And we just lived down the street, and we lived walking distance from our Savior Lutheran Church. And I saw there was service going on there. So I said, let's try this church. So we pulled in, parked, and it was packed. And here comes this little tiny person named Margaret Peterman.
I know
and
her.
she saw me with a little one, a little boy, and a baby in my hand. So she tapped some people on the shoulder, and they got up, and they made room for me. And we sat there, and we listened to the service, and I saw there was lots of children there. And so anyway, service was over, and Margaret and some other people came up to us and said hello, and to invited us to church service on Sunday. And they said, well, we have two services, and we also have one that's full of children. And so I really liked the hospitality. I liked the small church because St. Joseph's was really large. And so I just started going there. And the very next year, Pastor Hagen was there, and he had a son Scott's age, which was the little baby that I had. So I took the classes and became a Lutheran in probably 1985. So I became a member in 1985 of Our Savior Lutheran Church. And how I got to Prince of Peace was when we merged. And so I started coming here and getting involved, and I just love the church. I thought it was going to be too big. But there's so many things here to do, and so many committees that you can get involved in, and everybody is so nice here. So I've met a lot of new friends here.
That's wonderful. And it is a larger church, but you're still going to have your core group of friends you're going to see all the time, and you know, be able to serve with and come alongside and worship with. That's a very interesting story. So there was no room in the inn for you at St. Joseph, and so you ended up at Our Savior, and Margaret Peterman made space for you. That's awesome.
And I just loved it and continued going. And I actually, my faith got stronger by attending Our Savior Lutheran. And it's even getting stronger by attending Prince of Peace.
Well, that's fantastic.
We're going to the Bible classes.
Just, I mean, Pastor Zelt does a fantastic job in those classes.
And I like your lectures too.
Oh, well, thank you, Rose. I appreciate that. One question I have for you is, what was your favorite working experience or job?
I was employed at California State University, Hayward at the time. And I worked there for 41 years until I retired.
What were you doing?
I did many jobs. I also got my 2 degrees there, so that was great because as an employee, I could get my degree. So I got my bachelor's in sociology, and then I decided I didn't want to stop learning, so I got my master's in psychological studies. Yes, with an emphasis in counseling. So from there, I just held different positions, worked for the president, and they saw that I really liked helping people.
Makes sense with your degrees,
So they created a position for me called an event planner. And that's what I did for the last 12 years. And I loved it. They had me traveling I had staff that traveled with me. Mm-hmm. We recruited students. We put on events for the university, put on events for different locations. Of course, we went to Southern California to recruit students down there.
Yeah.
And then I was in charge of the college fairs up north.
Oh, wow.
We put college fairs together, and I just met more and more people. And I love that. And I did that until I retired.
Okay.
About almost 7 years ago.
You know you're a special person when they create a position for you because they want you to flourish and do what you do well. Yeah.
When I announced my retirement, the president of the campus, he just kept on saying, Rose, I need you to do one more event, one more. That's why the 41 years, I would have retired at 40 years.
Yeah. But,
and then finally, he saw me in the elevator and he asked me to stay for another event that he wanted me to create. And I looked at him and I said, I have a granddaughter. I want to be a grandma.
Yeah.
And so he says, I understand. And so I left.
Yeah.
But I loved that job. I loved recruiting and working with students
yeah.
and helping people get admitted to the college.
That's really neat. I did not know that about you. This past Sunday, mm-hmm. We continued talking about overcoming the lies, and this time it was Palm Sunday. Do you have two things you thought were interesting or good or made you think from the message?
Well, you know, because I'm still a novice learning about the Bible, and sometimes when I can't answer a question, I go to my husband, Peter, and then if he doesn't have an answer, he looks it up and we talk about it.
Yeah.
But this Sunday, what I was, I didn't know, and I guess I was still learning, is when... had mentioned about when Jesus was going to enter Jerusalem on the, I guess, the colt / donkey.
Yeah.
And how he had sent a couple of the
disciples to get it ahead of time.
Uh-huh, yeah. And to bring it. But all the people that were his followers that believed in him put down the palms and even their cloaks or coats or their, you know, their wraps, whatever they had, so that the donkey could... Step on
it, yeah.
Because I guess it was considered holy as well.
Yeah, it's he's royalty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the people that were his followers that believed in him, but then, you know, it turned where how can these followers, all of a sudden during Holy Week, by the time, you know,
within a few days,
they turned. All because of lies that they heard, and they believe that versus what the true belief, you know, that he is the Messiah and he is the one for us. And that got me thinking, how can people just turn so quickly? But it's because they have, you know, they're following and believing those lies.
Mm-hmm.
And how a lie can just keep on festering and festering until it hits a whole area, and all the people that were his followers turned on him, and maybe not all of them, but some of them. And by the time Thursday, Holy Thursday comes around, you know, he has his like his Last Supper, and then Friday he's crucified.
So quick.
It's just like all because of lies.
Yep.
And it just, I was thinking about that, and I go, wow, how a lie can just keep on growing and growing until people actually believe the lie.
Yeah, the more something is said, people can take it as truth eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really believe it.
Yep.
What I wondered, and I never thought about this until recently, what would the world be like if our Lord decided not to die for us?
Yeah.
What kind of world would we be in? And I had this discussion with Peter.
Yeah.
How, you know, there would be so much lies and deceit and hatred in this
world.
More
than there is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of the free will, some people choose to go the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. But I wondered about that and I thought, what kind of person would I be?
Mm.
Hopefully I would be on the side that I want to go to paradise, and I do believe in it, and it's better to be in his kingdom, where, like he said, you know, it's my kingdom is not of this world, but I look forward to
he's
going
still a
to
king,
paradise.
And there is a kingdom.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Because you know it's true, because he rose from the dead, and then later on, he did disappear from our world, but someday he will return.
He's going to return, Great insights, great observations. Yeah. Anything else from the message?
Well, I liked your, I'm visual.
Okay.
And I liked about when you put those chairs there and said not to look at the chairs, but yeah. You know, they were just props.
Yeah.
And how you had, and then.
God, people, society, king. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And how at the very end, those two middle chairs disappeared mm-hmm. and God is the king.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just like the way you do visual effects sometimes. You
thank
know?
You. Yeah.
Have those.
It's helpful for us to understand that no matter what we say, Jesus is king, mm-hmm. you know, and so it doesn't make a difference what anyone says about him. That's who he is. Yes. And so best for us just to recognize that reality.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, I'm still a novice and I'm learning. Yeah. I think every Bible class I take something away and I always like, yeah. Go, wow, that's amazing.
It's not just you. Everyone's like that. Like mm-hmm. everyone, I'm still learning. Pastor Zelt's still learning. It's an amazing gift that God's given us with the Spirit where His word is opened up afresh to us whenever we open up and look at it, especially with other believers who can give us different insights mm-hmm. or different angles to understand something. And so it's a lifetime journey.
I think you might have mentioned when you were giving your sermon that even the elderly people, you know, 80s and 90s, they have still questions and they're still learning.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
That they'll come up with something and ask a question. And I thought, well, okay.
Yeah.
You never stop learning.
You never stop learning. Yep. Yeah.
Always something new.
If someone says they've got it all figured out or like they're done learning about Christianity, then something's wrong.
Correct. I believe that.
Yep. I have a last question for you, Rose. Uh-huh. and we were talking a little before the podcast that this might be a good one for you. Mm-hmm. If you could live anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. where would it be?
You know, I thought about that because I really have never thought about living outside the area mm-hmm. of where now I have four grandchildren, mm-hmm. two sons where they each have two, and they live in the area.
Which is nice.
Yes, one's in Livermore and the other one's in Newark, so it's feasible to yeah. go see them within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I just never thought about it, but Peter and I do a lot of traveling, and I thought about, well, Santorini is beautiful. Mm. I love Santorini. I love how the breeze, and they have churches there, mm-hmm. and you can walk everywhere.
Mm.
Okay. But then I also like, we've been to Rome about three times.
Okay.
And I like where you can go and see things that have happened in the past because they're still there.
Yeah, you just go around the corner, there's a giant hole in the ground, it's got ruins in it.
Yes. Yeah. But then I also have visited the Vatican.
Okay.
Several times, and I was able to see the Pope one time.
Okay.
And a lot of things, just walking and walking and walking, mm-hmm. and the beautiful museums and everything. So that's another place. And then, of course, there's, you know, one of our own states, which is Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's very peaceful there. But there's no place like home.
So you would stay here?
I think I would stay here. I know friends that have moved away. I have friends that have moved to Ecuador, and they say it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've had friends that moved to Mexico, mm-hmm. and they take their retirement with them, which they can live really nicely there.
Yeah.
But again, their family is here in the States.
Yeah.
And we have other friends that have moved to other states,
yeah.
church friends and stuff, and they really like the move and everything. But I thought about it, and I said, where would I move mm-hmm. to? I just think I would stay here in the area.
What a wonderful realization to realize you are exactly where you want to be.
Yes.
Like, you don't have any place else you're trying to go or be or have a dream. Like, you're living your dream.
And I have
where you want to be.
Beautiful church that I attend. And if I ever need help, I can just reach out to Prince of Peace for assistance if I needed to. Mm. Or when I lost my brother last year, Faye reached out to me. And I've been getting some really nice books in the mail. And I've been reading those. So that really helped me to understand. And
Faye Hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I just got, I think, book four.
Okay.
And you read that and then you go, okay, he was taken for a reason. Mm. And so I know that sometimes when someone loses someone and it was sudden, they lose their faith. But I think my faith got a little bit stronger.
It can go both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it depends where you turn.
Yes. And I'm glad that I had mentioned it to someone in church. And then Faye heard about it, and then she reached out to me. And see, it's just like Someone reached out from the church and not even expecting it, and I got these nice books in the mail. And now sometimes, and then also you pass them on to someone else
like
my sister-in-law, who was married to my brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's wonderful things happening here at Prince of Peace.
There are. Well, Rose, thank you so much for taking the time to come over and to get on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for asking me.